silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. We are live from 3 to 6 Central at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show, the direct URL, infowars.com/show, always a good place for our content. Infowarsstore.com is how you support us. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Candace Owens. You may know her as at Red Pill Black on Twitter. In the third hour, we will also be taking your calls. Most likely in the first hour. Quickly, let's hit some headlines. 61% say it's time for Hillary Clinton to retire. How could that be possible? She won the popular vote. And just yesterday, this was a story. Clinton, I am done with being a candidate. So Clinton throws in the towel as far as her political career is concerned. But then today, defiant Hillary to the Democrats, I'm not going anywhere. And of course, she had her book signing today. That got crashed by Laura Loomer. We'll have that video clip for you as well. We have to congratulate President Trump on becoming a grandfather for the 9th time. Eric Trump and Laura welcome their first son. So how do you like that? Congratulations to President Trump becoming a grandfather again today. A family man, a successful billionaire who had it all. And gave it all up to save America. There is the picture of the newest addition to the Trump family. They're calling him Luke. Eric Luke Trump, born at 8:50 this morning. Now, that's not going to stop the liberal media from bashing Trump. 91% of television media is negative against Trump. So we'll get into those numbers. Despite the fact that hunger is down for the first time in decades. Middle class income hits highest level on record since 2016. And Trump's tax overhaul plans are now being shown as something that might actually get done. They're fighting aggressively for that. But despite all of this, we are going to have a little fun with the TSA. The TSA, well, we all hate the TSA. And if you want to skip them, you know, zapping you with radiation, they go ahead and embarrass you in front of the whole thing, make you step aside, give you a whole pat down. But now this is part of the procedure. So they're enhancing their pat down procedure on you. And we've actually got some footage of this. Let's go ahead and roll the new TSA pat down procedure. Okay, so here you go. A nice little slave. That's right. Get in line. Stand here. Heard yourself, oh, let me touch your butt real quick. Yeah, yeah, give me everything in your pocket. Here, let me grab your crotch. Okay. Yeah, wonderful. You look all right. Just spread your arms there. We're going to touch your breasts. Hello, sir. Do you mind if I give you a quick handy? Oh, yeah, absolutely, sir. I'm a nice little slave. Just go ahead and rub me and pat me down. Hi there. I'm a nice TSA agent. Yeah, you love getting a back massage for us. Yeah, look right there. That's how we get an x-ray of you. That's your insides. Yeah, that's not good for you, but we do it anyway. Here, this is what your body looks like. I like that. So I'm going to go ahead and feel you up. Ooh, that's a little awkward right there. Yeah, touch me there too. Oh, no problem, ma'am. Yeah, you want a little shoulder rub? Yeah, that's right. Well, you might have a bomb there. Clearly, this man, he could have a bomb too. Well, we don't know who's bombing us. We have no idea who they are, so we're just going to feel every... Yeah, ooh, nice. Ooh, she's getting a second base on her there. All right, let me get down your pants real quick. Yeah, no problem. Okay, this is how I'm going to touch your butt. Yeah, see, it's normal. It's normal. Does that feel good? Yeah, this is what we call our happy ending. That's right. Yeah, you're going to get a happy ending from TSA today, ma'am. That's right. Here, and let me get... Oh, yeah, I'll pat your head down, too. Give you a nice squeeze. Give you a nice squeeze on your tum-tum. There's me touching your crotch again. You got to love that. Excuse me, sir. You might have a bomb in your pants. You mind taking them off? This is what we call our happy ending, sir. That's right. You're just a nice little slave. Then now I'm inside your pants. That's right. The TSA agent is now inside your pants. Here, we're just going to take your belongings into this room. Oh, you don't want to know what we're going to do to you in that room. There's a reason why it's a blurred out glass, sir. Authorized personnel only. This is where you get the special touching, sir. There you go. Yes, you're all done now from your free happy ending. You can now put your clothes back on, and we will be right back with the war room on the other side where we don't molest you.
Someone very profoundly once said, many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
That was tough, folks. Just got a happy ending from the TSA. We're still trying to recover from that. Welcome back to The War Room. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone in the second hour, Candace Owens in the third hour. We've got all kinds of news, all kinds of video clips for you. We've got Hillary Clinton back on the scene today. It is rare that Hillary Clinton makes the scene. It is rare that she's healthy enough to make the scene. In between, you know, her falling over last 9/11 or her literally coughing up like little green goblins into a cup of water. I mean, just unheard of, unseen stuff coming from this woman. She makes a return today at a book signing. She was finally healthy enough to get out in front of the public eye. She wasn't melting down in front of everybody. Who knows all the drugs she has to be on just to get out into the public. It's interesting, though, because they keep crying about the popular vote, but according to Rasmussen polls today, 61% say it's time for Hillary Clinton to retire. Now, think about that. Think about that. It's so bad for Hillary Clinton, not even a year after the election, and it's so bad that the majority of people think she needs to retire. So think about that. Imagine if that was your president. Someone who now wouldn't even be a quarter of the way into her first, her first 4 years. And the majority of people think she needs to retire. That's the misery that would have been Hillary Clinton. But it wouldn't have actually been Hillary Clinton. You see, it would have been her handlers. Now, yesterday, the story was Hillary Clinton says, "I'm done being a candidate." Former Democrat president nominee Hillary Clinton said in an interview on Sunday she was done being a candidate. "Is your political career over?" Jane Pauley asked Clinton. "Yes, as an active politician, it's over." And the entire planet Earth at the same time took a sigh of relief. But then today, defiant Hillary Clinton, this is in the Daily Caller, "I'm not going anywhere." She's not going anywhere. So she had her little book signing today. She was finally able to make it out. And her little book signing got crashed by one Laura Loomer. We've got that footage already hitting the airwaves. Here's Hillary Clinton being confronted by Laura Loomer.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi, it's so great to see you.
Well, it's great for you to be here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened to the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti?
You know what? I'm so sorry you believe things that are untrue.
What happened to Seth Rich?
Hi. Nice to
What happened to your health, Hillary?
Ouch. Hillary's just like her liberal followers, can't answer one question. She was 0 for 3.
They're just going to move to the end of the line.
And so then they shove her through. They took her book, too. They didn't even let her keep her book that she waited 7 hours for. She wanted that book. And then she confronts Huma Abedin here. She's got to be really happy with her life.
Huma, it's so great to see you. I have a question for you. When are you going to divorce your husband for texting underage girls?
Step out of here.
Get out.
I need my book. I paid for a book.
Can't get that divorce, though, can she? Can't get that divorce because that opens up whole new legal grounds and legal precedent for certain things that could go against them. So, but we won't mention that here. No. That doesn't exist. Hillary Clinton is fine. Her health is fine. She won the popular vote. What happened? Well, Russia happened. Racism happened. Sexism happened. I mean, my goodness, folks. No, but actually now it's also Bernie Sanders' fault, according to Hillary Clinton. You know, I don't understand Bernie Sanders. I don't understand Bernie Sanders supporters. That being said, I don't understand Clinton supporters either. But how do Bernie supporters, so they sue the DNC for fraud. Bernie Sanders is silent. Bernie Sanders' wife is investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. Somehow there's still a section of Bernie supporters out there, diehards. And then there's Bernie Sanders, who bashed Hillary Clinton, who got cheated out of the election from Hillary Clinton, and then gets bashed by Hillary Clinton again, and is still silent. What an absolute cuck Bernie Sanders is. But here's Hillary Clinton now blaming Bernie Sanders for her loss.
I watched Senator Sanders on TV yesterday defending himself from what you have said in your book. And I'm wondering,
look at her arrogance.
Why did you go there, reopening a barely healed wound in your own party? Frankly, you know, one that's stepped on your own headlines.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I wanted to tell what happened, and the primary was part of what happened.
No, you didn't.
I won a landslide victory.
You didn't even write the book.
I know what it's like to win.
And you lost these elections.
And when I lost to Barack Obama, I immediately turned around. I endorsed him. I worked for him. I convinced my supporters to vote for him. I didn't get the same, respect from my primary opponent. And a lot of his supporters continue to harass and...
One of the crew here really, points out, I think it was the first election she won was when a Kennedy died in a plane accident.
That feeds in, I think, to the whole sexism and misogyny.
JFK Jr. Dies in a plane accident. That's her first election victory.
Large groups of supporters who had to be private because if they lifted their head up online, if they were...
Oh, time out. Okay, pause this. Hold up. Okay, this is just getting too absurd. What did she just say? Wait. I'm sorry. Is she trying to sell the idea that Hillary Clinton supporters are at risk of some violence or some hatred against them now? Am I missing something? Am I missing the thousands of instances where Hillary Clinton supporters are bashed over the head for wearing an I'm with her shirt? No, that's happening with people that wear a Trump hat. I mean, there's a story right here. Ontario judge wore Trump hat in court, suspended 30 days without pay. Where's that if for an I'm with her shirt? This woman is just so sick. It's not, but go ahead and roll this again.
Because if they lifted their head up online, if they were, you know, responding.
Clearly she's talking about Trump supporters. If they wore a red hat in public, they got the crap beat out of them.
The attacks were so sexist about, well, you're supporting a woman because you're a woman, and it just never really got to the facts.
These are the Bernie bros, so.
Well, yes, and they're still out there, and I also
the Bernie bros.
Why give them material? Why not let them concentrate on the Trump administration?
Well, I'm concentrating on the Trump administration, and I'm proud to be a Democrat. I've been a Democrat for decades.
She's proud.
I've supported Democrats. I've worked for Democrats.
Bernie Sanders isn't a Democrat.
And that's not a slam.
There they go. Look at this. They're dividing the Democrats, and they can't even win elections when they're united.
He churned up in the primary campaign, was very hurtful in the general election against me. And I see him doing the same thing. I see him, you know, with his supporters. He doesn't disown the things they say about, you know.
Yeah, you're a psychopathic liar.
Democrats, people like Kamala Harris, who is out there speaking up and speaking out, and she's being attacked from the left. Enough. You know, if you don't want to support Democrats.
What is she talking
about?
Then
go somewhere else. But if you are willing to work with us, we're going to have disagreements. We're going to be pushing and pulling to try to get to the right solutions. I've been for universal health care coverage my entire adult life. I've worked to achieve it. And we got closer than we ever had with the Affordable Care Act. I was defending it. He wanted to start over. We were at 90% coverage. I thought that was significant. So I'm not going to step back from telling my truth, what I believe happened. And other people can, you know, write their own books and make their own comments.
Wow. So this is actually amazing. Hillary Clinton is a cancer to the Democrat Party. a cancer to anything she touches politically right now. Nobody wants her. 61% in a poll say that she needs to retire. They just want her to go away. She's not helping the Democrats at all. Yet here she is on cable television trying to endear herself to the Democrats and lift the Democrats up as if she can resurrect them when she's the one that collapsed them. Honestly, the Democrat Party is in such dire straits right now, you wouldn't even believe. We'll talk more with Roger Stone on the death of the Democrats. He'll be joining us in the second hour. Candace Owens joining us in the third hour. More news, more clips ahead. Don't go anywhere. This is the War Room at War Room Show, warroom.show, the direct link.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum-flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So you've got Hillary Clinton, who refuses to die, a cancer to the Democrat Party, a loser, now hysteric in her anger and her hate and her rage, trying to take it out on the general population. And of course, you've got Nancy Pelosi, who's completely out of her mind in her own right, who Trump is now kind of putting a little wind in her sails. Conservatives across the board are kind of scratching their heads like, why are you making deals with Schumer? Why are you cutting deals with Pelosi? Why are you trying to make Pelosi endearing right now as a person? Well, my response is, if you've got Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi essentially the face of the Democrat Party for the next 2 years before the midterms, the Democrat Party is going to have a tough time. And the Republicans don't understand that the Republican Party is essentially already dead. Trump killed the Republican Party. And now the Republic and patriots have decided to take Trump, who's now the president, as a Republican, and just basically create a new party within the Republican Party that already existed, which is really just an America First, truly conservative party. It's back to true conservative roots. So you've got all that going on, and the Democrats are just flailing around, flopping around. We had one member of the crew here mention to me during the break, like, how can they say that Kamala Harris is being attacked by the left? She's the one being presented by the left as the next presidential candidate. So again, it just makes no sense. But that's what you have here. So we just played Hillary Clinton making absolutely no sense, completely out of her mind. But now here's Nancy Pelosi making no sense, completely out of her mind.
Blessed with a large LGBTQ community and a strong history of legacy of advocacy for equal rights. And we were very proud of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and President Obama was so very much a part of that. Now, let's hear it for President Obama.
That's yeah, applause. Come on, applause.
I'll tell you when it's an applause line if we're not kind of in sync.
What is she talking about?
For something called the Equality Act, a historic comprehensive bill, and I will continue to
do everything
in our power to end discrimination in the workplace and in every other aspect of a life that ensures
yeah, history that all will remember
American
this act called Nancy Pelosi.
Are viewed equally in the
She's
eyes
the act.
Of the law. That's an applause line.
Applause. Come on, cheer for me.
And stop the bullying of the LGBT community youth in our schools and in our society.
Oh, this is classic.
Stop the this bullying is classic. Of our kids.
Bullying!
Must be about inclusion. That's
she
what
just
Sam
hates bullets,
about.
Too.
Sam Altman. All right, pause line.
Applause. Come on, give me some applause. Come on, give it to me. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I need it. I'm desperate up here. I'm dying. I'm a dying act. I'm a total hack. And I'm up here like Nancy Pelosi. Okay, I don't know what actually happened, but there was a transsexual candidate that was in the Miss America pageant, I think over the weekend, and there was this whole big deal about how this trans candidate was being allowed to enter, even though I guess it's a she, really didn't meet any of the criteria. Pelosi is up here virtue signaling, clearly directed at Trump and his supporters, obviously, about the bullying of the LGBTQFYXZ community. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, that transgender person wouldn't have been allowed to compete in the Miss America pageant. So you see, it doesn't matter that Trump's already been given awards for what he's done with the inner cities and with African Americans. It doesn't matter that Trump opened the door for the trans community into the Miss America pageant. You see, he bullies people from the LGBT community. And he's racist. So do you understand how that works? Okay, good. So now that you understand how that works, let's actually tell you how it really works. And that's James Comey colludes with the Clintons so that Hillary Clinton gets off scot-free for deleting her emails illegally. And now you have Congressman Gates calling for a special counsel.
For 5 minutes. I thank the chairman. I thank the ranking member, the distinguished gentleman from Michigan, for recognizing the contribution that I made to this committee in calling for a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and what seems to be the obvious crimes committed therein. And as we sit here today in the Judiciary Committee, I suspect that that call for a special counsel is even more relevant because during the August recess, we learned that as a consequence of the United States Senate's investigation, they found that Mr. Comey drafted the exoneration of Hillary Clinton prior to even conducting major elements of the investigation, prior to interviewing key witnesses, prior to interviewing Hillary Clinton herself. But Mr. Comey was ready and willing and able to give immunity deals to people who were the close confidants of Hillary Clinton. Here's why this is so important. Here's why it's not heavy-handed or why it's not partisan mudslinging. It is very likely that today, throughout the world, as a consequence of the Clinton Foundation funneling money to itself and selling access to the State Department, that we've got people around the world acting on behalf of the United States. And we don't even know if those transactions were arm's length. If there was corruption at the Clinton Foundation, if the Clinton Foundation was laundering money for access to the State Department, I believe that the Judiciary Committee has an obligation to call for a special counsel and to get the real criminals held accountable for their real crimes. Democrats on this committee time and again have suggested that there is some improper activity with President Trump in Russia. Without pointing to evidence, there's still not a shred of evidence of that collusion. The only evidence of collusion with Russia is the evidence that Hillary Clinton was working with Russian operatives on the Uranium One deal, or that Democrat operatives were working with Fusion GPS on dossiers that are false about President Trump to embarrass him both before and after the election. And so, Mr. Chairman, again, I'm grateful that my activity in this committee has drawn the attention of the minority party, such to the point that it was referenced in the distinguished gentleman from Michigan's statement. I renew that call for a special counsel, and I am very eager to find out whether or not the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal, Fusion GPS, and this exoneration conclusion that Mr. Comey reached prior to conducting the investigation calls into question the very legitimacy of the United States' efforts around the world. And with that, I yield the remainder of my time to the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan.
Well, I thank the gentleman for yielding.
Wow. Okay, Nancy Pelosi has to beg for an applause. I'm going to voluntarily give this congressman an applause. What an absolute beast. Who is that congressman? Pull up his homepage right now. I know I've seen him before, but I'm not too familiar with Congressman Gates. I'm not even sure where he's from. Let me get all, I want all the information on this monster right now. This guy, Congressman Gates, is an absolute beast. This guy right here, that is a leader. That is an American. United States Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida. Yes. Yes. Give me more of Gaetz. Give me less Pelosi. Give me more Gaetz. That guy is a patriot.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. At InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Welcome back to the War Room. We will be joined by Roger Stone shortly. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Warroom.show is the direct URL. And we are live every day. Infowars.com/show, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. The latest expansion of Infowars live broadcasting. 10 hours a day now is what we are live, and that's because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we pay it forward by bringing you the best deals. For example, 50% off InfoWars Select storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. So instead of jacking up the prices because the demand goes up, we cut the prices. That's our business model. Bring you the best product at the best price to dominate the market and then fuel the InfoWar. That's how we work. 50% off InfoWar Select Storable Food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Use coupon code IRMA, a 25-year shelf life So if you live in Florida, if you live in Louisiana, somewhere over there where you get hurricanes, 25 years, you're probably going to use that, especially in the case of a hurricane. We've got water filters as well. I think the water filters, let me see, I think those are 30% off right now. The water filters, the Alexa Pure. Here it is. No, the Pro Pure King is 30% off. So you want storable food. You want water filtration. 30% off the Pro Pure King water filtration system right now at InfoWarsStore.com. These are huge specials going on right now. 50% off the entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. The best toothpaste on the planet. Under $8 right now on the website. So the best toothpaste and the best price. How about the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials? Also 50% off. It's a 50% off bonanza right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off Knockout. That's not far behind. And while you're there, check out our hats. Check out our t-shirts. I am a big fan of our hats and t-shirts. I wear a lot of them out. Good way to meet like-minded people and fund this organization. There's some of the shirts right there. There's the brand new hat. That is inspired by Alex Jones right there, folks. So if you want to see Alex Jones' creativity in the form of fashion, you're looking at that with the new InfoWars Don't Tread on Me patch hat. So take advantage of all our specials. Get that hat. Wear that hat out. Meet like-minded people. Okay, so Hurricane Irma. Pretty much as far as the big story is concerned, it's in the past. Now, there's a ton of stuff that was going on with Hurricane Irma. Obviously, right after Hurricane Harvey, so there's all the hype. Hurricane Harvey was a big news story. You had them showing the cones. They had all the predictions going here, going there. Those were pretty much all wrong for the most part, probably 90% wrong. You had the left media decide to make Rush Limbaugh a target with this, saying he said that hurricanes don't exist, when actually everything he said ended up being entirely correct. But this was on Bloomberg. $150 billion misfire, how disaster models got Irma wrong. And it was really, it's not just the disaster models, folks. And what you're going to see is, basically they're going to try to cover for this, and maybe there's some truth to that, but it's always the case. They don't know what's going to happen with these hurricanes. They can't accurately predict them. And for them to say, oh, well, we just missed having a big one this time. Well, you could say that every time. You know, it's the same thing. So they're going to try to cover for their coverage of this, making it out to be the biggest thing. And sure, maybe it could have been the biggest thing. It could have been a lot worse. Look at what happened to the Keys. Look what happened to Cuba. Look what happened to the Lesser Antilles. But they said all of that was going to happen to Florida. All the disaster models had it being the biggest thing. All the original cones had it striking Miami and going up the East Coast. All wrong. All wrong. So again, it's not even whether they consciously do this or not. It's just, this is how the news media complex works. And they're going to try to cover and say, oh, well, it could have been worse and this and that and oh. But the truth of the matter is you can't predict these hurricanes. We are all glad that it wasn't worse than it could have been. But how about this for a twist on a headline? Irma's wrath, more than half of Florida still in the dark. So they're saying 13 million people in Florida are without power right now. We've got another hurricane building up right now, Jose, which is kind of just chilling right now, just kind of chilling out there in the Atlantic, just hanging around. And we've got all these weather weapons that we know they're using to manipulate the weather, so who knows what's going on with that. But with 13 million people in Florida without electricity, let's think about this. How do we get electricity? We burn coal, and then we get the electricity, but the carbon emissions are causing climate change, and they're causing these super hurricanes. So, I've got it then. 13 million people in Florida without electricity, Hurricane Jose is not going to happen. 13 million people in Florida are saving the world from climate change right now because, I mean, this is a huge gap in the carbon emissions, folks. I mean, this is a monster hole in the normal human carbon emissions going on in Florida right now. So we can only assume that now Florida is going to get cooler, and now Hurricane Jose is just going to fizzle out. I mean, I can only assume that. I mean, you got more than half of Florida without power, not using electricity. They're saving the globe. Why isn't the left reporting on this? Why isn't Obama saying that every country and every state and every city needs to be like Florida, stop using electricity, save the planet? You want to stop these hurricanes? Stop using electricity, folks. It's going to happen. Jose is going to fizzle out in the ocean because Florida's not using power, not adding to the carbon emissions. All right. Now we know none of that is going to happen. But you had Florida Keys residents that were kept from returning home. This is why some people don't like to evacuate, because then they don't know when they can get back. I am being told that they now are being back, but here is residents clashing with police because they're not able to get back to their homes.
Those people are tourists. I got a baby. I got a baby in there. All right. That's it. We're all just getting the car to drive through.
I've been here since 6 o'clock. You saw me, right?
How much help are you going to
get? You're a big hot shot, buddy.
Sure.
So tell me
go ahead.
There's got to be one way for everybody, not for just the people that got the money and can buy their way in. No, ma'am. No. Somebody is. Somebody are people going in there. That's a millionaire. They had money and they got themselves in there. It's got to be the same way for all of us.
And that guy said he worked it back
for all of us.
And unfortunately, for a lot of people that are here their whole lives, this is why people don't evacuate. It's not because they're not afraid. It's not because they don't know that there won't be supplies or anybody that can get to them in the end. It's because they're afraid they won't be able to get back and check out their homes.
Do definitely appreciate the police and definitely appreciate their efforts to be out there and search and rescue and make sure everything is safe for us. But they weren't there last night at 6 o'clock. They're here this morning. Okay. So we know of people that are very capable people. When you live in the Florida Keys for 40 years, you're called a conch. That's a hardened shell. Okay. When you're a conch and you have a hardened shell, you don't run from things like this.
So
you hunker down and you
protect I'm just waiting for the liberal news to report that because Florida is without power, climate change is going to stop happening and Jose is going to burn out. And I'm waiting for them to say white privilege doesn't exist because those white folk can't get back to their home. Hey, we've got breaking news on the other side, folks. Breaking news.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
This is going to be a busy segment, and I want the crew back there to be hands-on when I'm talking about this stuff. Because we need to just present all of this to the audience right now and then put it out as a segment. So here's the breaking news. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray to resign following multiple accusations of sexual abuse. Now, this is a story that's been developing. Again, this is Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, who is now resigning over accusations, multiple accusations of sexual abuse. Now you read this story and what you come to find out is these are accusers from the past. This is not something he's being accused of doing in any recent memory, but in the past. And the key here is that what people need to understand in the modern digital age, where everything is in put out in digital format via text or via algorithms or cookies or everything and all this code and everything you do on the internet or you text, you can be blackmailed. So here's Ed Murray. Multiple alleged victims of his sexual abuse years ago, Ed Murray becomes the mayor of Seattle. And now look at what has happened to the city of Seattle, an absolute bastion of liberalism, really of hatred and anger for conservative American values. So there's Seattle Mayor Ed Murray forced to resign essentially because of multiple accusations of sexual abuse. And you know what that means. He is probably guilty. So he gone. Another member of PedoGate exposed to the public. Now, this is a story that broke 2 days ago that I was going to cover today. Hundreds of Scottish orphanage children allegedly buried in mass grave. This is one of the sickest stories you're ever going to read. The Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry is to investigate claims that the bodies of at least 400 children from a home once run by Catholic nuns are buried in an unmarked mass grave. Now, this is where I want the crew to be very hands-on right now. There was also a story out of Germany that was some Catholic boys' home or orphanage, exact same deal. They found out that there were years of child abuse going on. You have Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio's staffer, Schwartz, gets caught with hundreds of child porn images and videos on his computer. Yeah, here you go. Thank you, crew. This is why the crew is awesome. Hundreds of German choir boys abused over six decades. Again, this is in, I believe that was a Catholic deal as well. Yep, there it is. Catholic Church. So you've got it in Scotland. Now you've got it in Germany. Both of those stories broke this year. Again, let's go back to Bill de Blasio's staffer. I believe it was Jacob Schwartz, caught with mass child pornography on his computer. I won't even go down the angle that is Bill de Blasio and the absolute misery that has been his last year and the things he's done and said. What was that last one you guys had pulled up? 12-year-old boy repeatedly raped at Christian Academy, according to lawsuit. Oh, that was from last month. You've got Jimmy Savile. You've got Dennis Hastert. You've got whatever was going on with Jerry Sandusky in Penn State. Oh, yeah. Oh, then there's this little ditty. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued during statewide human trafficking operation. You've got Steve Scalise, who talks about how getting a child is as order as, or getting a human trafficking victim is as easy as ordering a pizza. And then he gets shot. Wow. You've got thousands of missing children every year. You've got that ex-Swiss banker has the viral video talking about the secret societies. How they murder children, rape children, capture children. You've got Anthony Weiner caught sexting a teenager. It just goes on and on and on. Look at that. Tens of thousands of kids go missing each year. Tens of thousands of children, folks. Where do you think they go? They don't just disappear, folks. They don't just disappear. I mean, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy for me to sit here and to try to just recall everything that we've... How about the UN? The UN gets caught trafficking children. Laura Silsby, 1 degree of separation away from Hillary Clinton, gets caught with children at the border and says, oh, oops, oh, yeah, I didn't know I couldn't have these kids. Yeah, oh, sure. And then changes her name. We've got Craig Sawyer, who's going to be our guest on Thursday. VetsForChildren.com. He's on the hunt. He's trying to find these sick pedophiles, these sick creeps that want to capture children and sell them into slavery. And he's been met with obstacles fighting that good fight. So we're going to hear from him on Thursday. Wow, just unbelievable. There's the Vets for Children website, folks. VetsForChildren.com. Vets, the number 4children.com. What was the story you guys had up right before that, too? There was another story that you guys just had pulled up that the UN deal. United Nations peacekeepers caught running a child sex ring. 2,000 cases reported. And then there was that video from Haiti, and I believe it was a UN place that gets raided because they were caught trafficking children. UN to pull controversial peacekeepers from Haiti. How about Cynthia McKinney? Look up stories on Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia McKinney was speaking out. Yeah, there's the ex-banker. Cynthia McKinney was speaking out against how the U.S. government was funding certain operations that had been caught child trafficking. And she was doing this on the Hill. Why is none of this not the biggest news? Is this on Cynthia McKinney here? Why isn't this the biggest story? Why is this never the biggest story? Why, folks, I monitor every news feed from all over the planet. Sky News, BBC News, CNN World, New York Times World, everything. Fox, literally, I don't miss anything. No one covers this except Infowars.com and The Guardian that actually published it originally. Owen Bocott from The Guardian published this on Sunday. Hundreds of Scottish orphanage children allegedly buried in mass grave. 400 kids in a mass grave. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray to resign following multiple accusations of sexual abuse. How about Elijah Wood does an interview talking about how pedophilia is an issue in Hollywood? What's the other guy's name? He's famous in the 90s. He was in the Goonies. He spoke out. There's Elijah Wood. Man, what is the other guy's name? He was literally a rock star in the 90s. And now he's blackballed. This guy was one of the most famous actors, and he's Feldman. Thank you. Corey Feldman. Now he's blackballed, left to do, you know, essentially hole in the wall interviews because he talks about pedophilia being a problem in Hollywood. Folks, I don't want to make any accusations here. I'm just pointing something out, okay? I happen to enjoy The Rock, but look at what has happened to The Rock. In the last 2 years, he's become the biggest Hollywood star, where other people that don't go along with the liberal establishment line kind of have fallen off the map. The Denzel Washingtons, you don't see Will Smith being the highest paid anymore. Now it's The Rock and Leonardo DiCaprio who toe the liberal line. So The Rock's now the highest paid actor. He gets gigs with CNN. He's apparently going to run for president. And then he goes on Saturday Night Live and does a skit where he invents a child molesting robot. Pull that story up, guys. So this is what I do, and this is why the crew is so great, and this is why InfoWars is so great. I had this story that I planned on covering today. Hundreds of Scottish orphanage children, 400 plus, buried in a mass grave where Catholic nuns were running it. Unmarked mass grave, 400 plus kids. Then this story breaks while we're on air. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray to resign following multiple accusations of child sex abuse. You had Bill de Blasio staffer caught with child porn. You got Anthony Weiner. You got Dennis Hastert. You got the Lolita Express. It just goes on and on and on, folks. Why isn't this the biggest story? Tens of thousands of kids go missing a year. Nothing on Fox. Nothing on CNN. Nothing on MSNBC. Roger Stone next.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA, made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars.com. Real news with David Knight, The Alex Jones Show, and War Room. Giving you the news before it's news. Alex Jones was talking about Pedogate long before it was in the mainstream, folks. And it's still, it's in the mainstream because it's so en masse and so exposed now. But they don't really cover it on TV news, so most people have no idea what's going on. Well, one thing that's going on is the UN is now passing sanctions over North Korea against North Korea. You had Nikki Haley tweeting out yesterday right before the meeting commenced saying they're going to discuss North Korea testing hydrogen bombs. And then they come out and they pass the toughest sanctions ever against North Korea. Not sure that really helps anything. But here are some of the details of these sanctions.
Melissa, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis just spoke with reporters here at the Pentagon, and he said it is now up to North Korea.
It's a new Fox News bug, by the way.
This is the second time in 2 months that the U.S. managed to convince China and Russia to sign on to sanctions against North Korea. The vote was unanimous, but critics say the sanctions agreed to were watered down from what the Trump administration had pushed for.
Oh.
In short, these are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs. But we all know these steps only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively.
The Trump administration had called for a full oil embargo on North Korea, but Russia and China vowed to block such a measure, so the language had to be changed. Over the weekend, instead of another missile test, which some had predicted, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un marked Independence Day with a massive celebration to honor the scientists and engineers responsible for the hydrogen bomb. The new sanctions on North Korea cap oil imports to North Korea. Experts say this is a cut of 10% to 30%. Other measures include an export ban on textiles, which account for more than a quarter of North Korea's export income. Another measure requires countries not to renew contracts for nearly 100,000 North Korean guest workers who work overseas, which bring in roughly $500 million a year to Pyongyang. All eyes continue to watch North Korea to see how it will react to these new sanctions, Melissa.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. None of this makes any sense to me. Okay. Here's Nikki Haley talking about trying to cease North Korea from going nuclear and having these weapons programs. Okay. You did nothing when Obama helped empower Iran, who is now could be sharing secrets with North Korea. You talked nothing about during the Clinton administration, how they were selling nuclear codes and secrets to the Chinese and Russians and pretty much everybody. So, okay, you've got that. Then you've got the UN going 15-0 saying we need to pass these tough sanctions against North Korea. Well, okay, so what does that really do? I guess that hurts North Korea. Maybe it hurts China. But what's the problem here? Everybody thinks North Korea is a problem. Everyone's reporting on how North Korea is testing hydrogen bombs. And everyone's reporting on North Korea and Kim Jong-un threatening the United States. So we just impose more sanctions. And what is that going to do? Make North Korea even more upset, and they're going to test even more weapons. And these were Trump sanctions to begin with. So what the hell is the UN good for? What is the UN doing? If North Korea is such a problem, why doesn't the UN do something? We've got thousands of UN troops here. We're making all this UN equipment here. Why doesn't the UN go into North Korea? Anybody ever thought of that? I doubt Nikki Haley has it. Well, we're going to have Roger Stone on the other side.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks...
Why you gotta do that to the guy?
I'm standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Welcome back to The War Room. At War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show is the direct URL. Hey, we're also on iTunes Podcast. So check us out on iTunes Podcast as well. Very cool for those of you that like listening on your iPhone or just the audio version. We are now joined by Roger Stone. He's always breaking news. Of course, a lot of people freaked out at the news and misunderstood the news he broke yesterday about how Trump's number one bodyguard is now being removed from his side in an attempt to totally control the president. But now, Roger, they're coming after you with lawsuits. They try to attack your character all the time. Now they're not even letting you speak at an event that's just kind of universally inclusive to everyone. You're trying to unite Democrats and Republicans on the issue of medicinal marijuana. They won't even let you speak at that.
Well, and I think it bears some context, Owen. People don't understand how precarious the future of medicinal marijuana in the 29 states where it's legal was this past week. Every Congress since 2014 has passed an amendment, a rider, to the appropriations that specifically prohibit the Department of Justice from the funding for a crackdown on marijuana in the states where federal and state laws contradict each other and the states have legalized. Incredibly, about a week ago, based on intense lobbying by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the House Rules Committee announced that they would not allow the rider to be attached to this year's appropriation. In other words, the committee was going to thwart the overwhelming will of a majority. The fact that this rider has passed every year since 2014 proves that there's a broad coalition of liberal Democrats and libertarian or Freedom Caucus-minded Republicans who support the amendment. Things looked pretty dire, the stage being set for the crackdown that Jeff Sessions keeps telling us he wants. You see, Sessions wants to vacate something called the Holder Memo, perhaps the only thing Attorney General Holder ever did that I agreed with, in which he ordered the Justice Department under Obama to stand down and to respect states' rights in the states that had legalized, now 29. Sessions would like to repeal this memo and start arresting people. what transpired to the good news would be that thanks to the efforts of President Trump and Senator Schumer and a broad cross-section of Republicans and Democrats working together, the amendment authored by Dana Ross Rohrabacher of California and Congressman Blumenauer, I believe, was successfully attached to the emergency appropriations for Hurricane Harvey. So legal marijuana in the United States is protected at least through December. I was in Washington last week working the phones, taking meetings, moving around to try to achieve this. And meanwhile, a small group of dissidents calling themselves the Minority Business Cannabis Association objected to my planned and scheduled speech at the Cannabis World Business Expo in Los Angeles. This was the second in a series of speeches. I spoke to their expo in New York and was extremely well received when I announced the formation of an ad hoc bipartisan nonprofit designed for the narrow purpose of persuading the president to stick with his pledge to the American people that he would respect states' rights and he would protect the access of millions of Americans, including veterans, to marijuana for medicinal purposes. Additionally, we're going to appeal to the president to change the schedule of marijuana from 1 to 2. Now, Owen, I'm not a newcomer to this cause. As a libertarian Republican, I have been in the forefront of marching for, writing for, lobbying for drug law reform since 2003. In fact, in 2003, I addressed a rally in Bryant Park with Reverend Al Sharpton and Russell Simmons and the activist Randy Credico, calling for reform of New York's racist, draconian, outrageous drug laws. I wrote in favor of the amendment of that law in 2008. I spoke in 2006. I spoke out against it in 2008 when the alleged reforms looked to me like they weren't enough. I am no newcomer to this, but the minority business, cannabis business enterprise, demanded that I be dropped as a speaker based on research from Media Matters for America, which alleges that I am a racist, a misogynist, and an anti-Semite. When one examines their research, half of it's simply fabricated, things I literally never said. In other cases, they're taken out of context, although in an interview with the Daily Caller, I did actually apologize for the use of the word Negro in emails to Ben Carson, Herman Cain, Alan West, and Roland Martin. I now realize that in my attempt to be sarcastic, that some may have taken that as offensive. And for that, I heartfully apologize. Anti-Semite? Misogynist? No. When you criticize an individual woman, that does not make you a misogynist. When you criticize someone who is Jewish, that doesn't make you an anti-Semite. I've never said anything anti-Semitic in my life. It's a smear. But after conferring with the Reverend Al Sharpton, who's the other speaker at this conference, the Minority Business, Minority Cannabis Business Association, their leader, some woman who calls herself Miss Mo Money or whatever, decided that I should not speak. Perhaps she is unfamiliar with Reverend Sharpton's long record of anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish comments, a record that, by the way, I have forgiven him for. He's apologized. I've accepted that. But I'm held to a quite different standard. That's why this is mildly amusing. Let's cut to the chase. My amendment, First Amendment rights, will not be abridged. I will be speaking, Owen, in Los Angeles at the expo at noon at the Alchemy Lounge at 603 West Pico, where we're going to have a brief rally in celebration of our, at least our temporary victory to protect medicinal marijuana, and talk about why we need a bipartisan approach to this issue. So there it is. There is the breakdown.
Well, they must not know Roger Stone if they thought that they could stop him from speaking. I know you well enough, Roger, to know that nothing is going to stop you. And we're about to go to this break, Roger, but on the other side, you know, we've got a lot of Trump loyalists right now that are kind of on edge or not happy with the way that Sessions is approaching the marijuana issue, the drug issue, the legalization of cannabis issue. And let's also get into more about Sharpton and compare it to Stone. Last I checked, I don't think you owe millions in back taxes. Last I checked, you couldn't go on television and then barely read a teleprompter. You just spoke very eloquently for the last 9 minutes, Roger. How in the heck do they expect Al Sharpton to do that?
Well, you're right. I don't own the IRS millions. I only owe them hundreds of thousands. It's a terrible tax system. Look, I am at peace with Sharpton. I recognize what he is. He knows what I am. He said things in his past that he regrets. He apologized for those, and I'm a Christian. I believe in redemption. His politics are not my politics. But to say Stone cannot speak, but Sharpton can, well, that's a weird brand of political correctness.
We'll be right back, folks. This is the War Room.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room at War Room Show on Twitter. Warroom.show to find the live streams and the archived content. We are with Roger Stone right now for the remainder of this hour. We were just talking about how they're trying to stop him from speaking at a cannabis expo, but they had it all wrong. They can't stop Roger Stone, and he does plan on speaking. Roger?
You know, one of the claims here that is particularly egregious, of course, is that Stone shouldn't speak at a cannabis event because he has promoted the drug warriors, Nixon, Reagan, and Trump. First of all, I have criticized extensively, both in writing and speeches, the war on drugs as envisioned by President Nixon for 30 years. But when it comes to being a drug warrior, do these people not understand that Obama and the Clintons make Reagan and Nixon look like pikers? Just in terms of raw numbers of people prosecuted and lives ruined, particularly by Bill and Hillary's famous 1994 crime bill, where the harsh mandatory penalty for possession of rock cocaine is worse than the mandatory penalty for the possession of powdered cocaine, for example. After all, Hillary said black people need to be made to heal under this bill. So there's plenty of bipartisan blame to go around in the war on drugs. Both Republicans and Democrats are complicit. It's a deep state staple. But when you look at it from any objective measure, Owen, it has been expensive. It has ruined lives and families. And it's had no impact on the level of drug use in the United States. So it is by any measure a failure. Drug abuse is a public health issue, not a criminal issue. Yet these laws have incarcerated, in some cases, an entire generation of young black men for the nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs for personal use. This is a ignominious mistake. So I will be speaking in Los Angeles at an event sponsored by the United States Cannabis Coalition at noon on Friday, the 14th, at the Alchemy Lounge at 601 West Pico. They're waiving the door charge for the hour-long program. Come on by, and we'll talk about why a bipartisan approach is what is necessary. But the real issue you raised that I want to talk about is Jeff Sessions. It is very hard to understand what's going on in his Justice Department.
I was glad that you went there because that's why I wanted to go next. There's a lot of Trump loyalists who are kind of not happy, to say the least, with the approach that Jeff Sessions is taking towards medical marijuana, marijuana in general, the entire war on drugs, and it's sort of turning them off. I don't know if Jeff Sessions can do enough harm to Trump's base to impact an election in the future. However, people are not happy with Sessions in general because of this one approach he's taking to this one issue, where he could be taking a lot more attention to issues like Hillary Clinton and James Comey.
Yeah, I would say put the marijuana issue aside, if we may. You had the FISA court, which very clearly produced documents in November that showed that the entire Obama NSA, Rice, Brennan, Clapper, Rogers, et al., had, without any question, indisputably, illegally surveilled 30,000 Americans. And, of course, we now know that that Ms. Rice and the Samantha Powers, the UN ambassador, used that raw data, unmasking people illegally for political purposes. This is a scandal far worse than Watergate. Jeff Sessions, no grand jury, no prosecutions. He puts out a statement a week ago saying, very carefully worded, we have no evidence that the president was ever surveilled. We have no evidence. That's because the Brits did it for you. The Guardian has five sources on the record. Judge Andrew Napolitano was absolutely right about this. MSNBC and CNN dutifully reported that he had been borne out. It was only Fox that did not show that the judge was right. Why is Sessions putting the statement out now? And it's so carefully worded that you can see it's a lie. The question of Hillary's emails. Why is the Trump Justice Department in court fighting their release? The Clinton Foundation. This is a RICO act waiting to happen. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It was a slush fund for grifters. This was a scam. The Clintons were skimming millions of dollars for personal use. They were accepting dollars that were prohibited. Their state and federal filings are a cornucopia of evidence for their prosecution. Sessions does nothing. Is this man sleeping? Is he compromised? Oh, wait. He's too busy with his new asset for forfeiture program. Let me explain this to you. This is where the government seizes everything you own when you're accused of a crime and takes it before you've been convicted of anything.
Totally unconstitutional.
Jeff Sessions, I was happy about his appointment. I like his position on immigration. I like some of the folks who come out of his office, like Stephen Miller, the Minister of Truth, as we call him. But Jeff Sessions is an anachronism. This guy is living in 1960 Alabama. The war on drugs failed. The sense of the Congress, as I said in the first segment, is overwhelming. If you look at the polls, we're now to the point where 70+% believe in medicinal marijuana. You know who is opposed, Owen? Big Pharma, the people who sell Oxycontin. The people who sell opioids, even the people who sell aspirin. That's where the public health problem is today in terms of opioid-related deaths. But by any measure, Jeff Sessions cannot see that this has, under the state's tutelage, become a multi-billion-dollar, well-regulated, taxed industry, that hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues are propping up states like California and Colorado, who would be insolvent, out of business, bankrupt, without marijuana revenues. It's an economic success. It is justice. It is a hell of a lot safer than OxyContin. But this is what Jeff Sessions wants to do, bust people for smoking grass instead of going after the Clintons or the Obamas. I don't get it.
Well, one thing I'll say in his favor, you don't wind up, washed up on a beach or chopped up into pieces when you try to go up against the marijuana people. Maybe something might be said for the other case there. But, just a general point as we're about to go to break here, Roger, for me, it goes back to, again, to what you were saying at the top of the segment. We shouldn't be putting people in jail for a victimless crime. I mean, these are victimless crimes. They're nonviolent crimes. Nobody should be put into jail, but this is the prison complex. And how can you make something illegal that grows out of the ground? I've never understood that my entire life. This is something that grows out of the ground. Roger, we got to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side. We got another segment with Roger Stone. We'll break down his fight for states' rights and the right for medicinal marijuana. This is The War Room. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live 3 to 6 p.m. Central right here, infowars.com/show, warroom.show. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are with Roger Stone daily. He is with us now. Roger, there was a thought that you had on your mind. Is it still there? Is it still on the tip of your tongue?
Well, I think we have covered this subject pretty well. The hypocrisy of the left is stunning. Jeff Sessions' priorities are very hard to discern. I had lunch yesterday with one of my favorite people, Judge Andrew Napolitano, a close friend of many years. And he's just astounded that the Trump Justice Department is in court trying to withhold the Clinton memos. He points out that James Clapper told the Congress under oath in April of 2015 that Donald Trump was under government surveillance. And he, as a legal scholar, is just astounded. I must say, he is still a bully and very happy about the appointment of Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court, who he believes will go down as one of the great jurists of all time.
Well, Roger, it's amazing to me when you speak of the hypocrisies of the left. You know, they've kind of cornered themselves here because they wanted to push the story. They wanted to push the headline. Hey, look, Trump's being wiretapped. That was literally printed by the New York Times. You know, all of these leaks are coming out of the White House. They reported on that time and time again. They were the ones spreading the leaks. But then, how dare President Trump say he's being spied on? How dare President Trump say he's being wiretapped? How dare, you know, anyone want to do something to a leaker? I mean, it's really incredible.
And let's be clear, there is substantially more credible evidence that Donald Trump and his associates were under government surveillance than there is evidence that the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign to affect the election. They have been riding this dead horse for quite some time. But there is still, to this day, not an iota of evidence that would hold up in a U.S. court of law that anyone who worked for Trump did anything improper or colluded with the Russians. In defense of Donald Trump Jr., sorry, there's nothing illegal or improper about his meeting with a Russian attorney. She turned over nothing of any value. The meeting was innocuous. But even if she had had the keys to Fort Knox, such a meeting would not be illegal. So this is a much Sturm und Drang about nothing because it's all they have. Donald Trump Jr. is a good man. And if someone comes to you in the midst of a campaign, and I've been through 10 of them now, and it's a person you know, and they say there is credible documented evidence that your opponent has engaged in malfeasance, you would be irresponsible not wanting to examine the documentation. In this case, there are more questions about who this woman is, how she got in the country without a visa, why the FBI let her in, why she's photographed at a Hillary Clinton rally, why she is seen in Senator John McCain's office. Can you say ringer, Owen? Can you say set up? Donald Trump Jr. is a patriot. He's a good man. He's a loyal supporter of his father. He's a regular follower of InfoWars, and he's done absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear, too. You've got CNN, who runs with this story all day long, basically admitting it's a nothing burger. You got Politico that just printed a story a few days ago. They're saying their sources say, yep, there's nothing to this Russian deal. We got nothing. Don't expect anything coming from this. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's actually from Florida. He's a representative from Florida, Roger.
Matt Gaetz is actually on the advisory committee of the United States Cannabis Coalition. He is one of the most impressive young, hard-charging conservatives in Congress.
He had a very powerful moment on the Hill. I'm not sure when that was from. Was that from yesterday, Harrison? I'm not sure the date of this, but basically, Roger, he went to the Hill. It was from today? it was from yesterday or today. He went on the Hill, Roger, and said everything you just said, basically like, look, we're having all these special meetings. We're spending all this time. We've got a whole council looking into the Russia thing. They've got nothing, yet I've got stacks and stacks of evidence of Comey colluding with Clinton, the media colluding with Clinton, and we do nothing.
Well, and not only that, but there is now, I think, substantial evidence of a hostile foreign power interfering in our election. Very clearly, Hillary and Podesta and many of the people in their campaign are meeting frequently with the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians hoke up a phony ledger to smear Paul Manafort. The prosecutor in that matter now admits that the evidence is a forgery. There's no evidence that Manafort has done anything wrong. Interesting. New York Times has never quite come up with that retraction after smearing Manafort on page one. And then secondarily, of course, we now know that the Ukrainians are selling missile technology to the North Koreans. So they are an enemy. They are a danger. The collusion with them is illegal. When is the House and Senate Intelligence Committees calling Podesta on that matter? When he was there to testify, was he even asked about this?
Well, we're not getting any answers. And I guess, you know, what we're hoping for is once we get to the midterms here and we get a chance to make Congress great again in 2018, maybe we can get some real patriots in office that are going to go after the real collusion, go after the real crimes. I know that this is still more than a year away, Roger, but that's the only solution I see to this. And I'm just going to kind of compound it with this statement, and I want to get your reaction to this. You've got the Democrat Party that is fracturing right now. You've got dinosaur Republicans that think Trump is destroying the Republican Party. So essentially, Donald Trump has destroyed the Democrat Party. Now they're destroying themselves. And he's also destroyed the Republican Party. But it doesn't matter because the patriots, the Americans, the real people have just gone to the Republican Party and really just made a new party within. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, on paper, that's a great idea. But the truth is the Republicans and the Democrats working together have so rigged the ballot access laws, the campaign finance laws, and of course the Presidential Commission on Debates is not appointed by the president, not a commission, and most certainly not about debate. I think the Republican Party is the historic home of conservatives. Donald Trump's nomination is the hostile takeover of that party, or I should say the take back of that party from the lily-livered Bush country club chicken shit liberal Republicans who are really more like Democrats, the rhinos, if you will. We need to fight it out within the Republican Party. The Mitch McConnells, the Paul Ryans, they have failed us. They have milked millions of dollars from small donors across the country, saying that they'll stand up to the Democrats for a conservative agenda, but then they don't. Folks, don't send your money to the National Republican Congressional Committee. Don't send your money to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They're milking you. They're soliciting your dollars, but they're not spending it on candidates who will stand up to make America great. They will defend incumbents and those who stand against the president's agenda.
And the main heads of that party are not getting behind Trump's agenda. They're not coming through on their promises. We're staring right at you, Paul Ryan, right at you, Mitch McConnell. And the list goes down the line. But I agree with you, Roger. I do think that this is the return of the true Republican Party, and I think what we're going to see happening here is a dominant Republican Party, at least for the next 8 years, that has a real mandate moving forward. 20 seconds, Roger.
Well, that's entirely possible. This is absolutely key, though. In the midterm elections, if the Congress, Republicans and Democrats working together, stymie the president's program, then he must run against the elite leadership of both parties. Triangulation, I think, is what Bill Clinton called it.
We will trump the establishment. That's the plan, but we got to get congressmen in that will back our agenda, which is Trump's agenda. One more segment with Roger Stone on the other side.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final segment with Roger Stone. Final segment of the second hour. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Warroom.show for the direct video feed. Infowarsstore.com. That's how you support us. Roger, we've got you for one more segment. Take it away.
When I first moved to Florida some years ago, I began listening to the Sunday radio broadcasts of a local station where I heard a man who called himself Michael the Black Man. And Michael the Black Man was one of the most engaging evangelists, I guess you would say, that I'd ever heard. And he spoke eloquently not only about history and the Bible, but also about America's future. And he had a very clear understanding of which party was the party of oppression and racism and which was the party of opportunity, the party of Lincoln. More recently, however, Michael the Black Man has become a national sensation. Why? Because he started an organization called Blacks for Trump, and he and his followers followed the presidential candidate across America, showing up at his rallies and high visibility events. This, in turn, brought the media down on Michael the Black Man immediately. How can anyone who's black support this white supremacist, racist Donald Trump? The entire fake narrative. But to speak for himself as to why he supports the president and what the media has tried to do to him because of that support, he joins us now, Michael the Black Man. Welcome to InfoWars.
How are you doing, sir? Glad to be here. It's wonderful seeing you.
Well, you've had a lot of courage, but I've noticed that recently, literally, millions of Americans are going to your Facebook page, your YouTube feed. Tell us about your experience in the campaign and what you did to help elect Donald Trump.
Well, what I did is we got some brothers together. You know, I used to do a jet ski party every Sunday at my house. I still do that. And from that, and the guys that listen to my radio station and go on my website, I got the brothers that believe like I believe. And we were taught by my teacher, which is Yahweh, that Republicans are our real brothers, and they're the ones that fought to free us, and that we are to defend them with our lives because they have defended us with their lives, especially during the Civil War. You know, of course, everybody knows that Abraham Lincoln was Republican, so you know I'm with you all the way. So I got those brothers together to follow Trump wherever he went. Now, in 2011, we were the first band. I had a bunch of stars to sing for Trump at his big rally. And I wanted him to run because Yahweh met him a long time ago, just walking down the street in New York. And Yahweh said, now this is the type of guy that we need as president because he's not found wanting. He has his own money and he's a warrior and he's not afraid of him. He's a Gentile. This is the kind of guy we need. So when he started running, I immediately jumped behind him because I was told in my youth that this is the kind of guy we need. And when I started listening to him talk, I said, wow, this is definitely the type of guy we need. So I jumped behind him all the way. And the brothers, when I explained it to him, we went through the Bible and all that. We said, this is Cyrus. He said, Cyrus delivered the children of Israel. In Isaiah 45:1-6, he was a Gentile that delivered the children of Israel, who we believe were black. So a white man delivered us, and he's going to deliver us now. And our white brothers are in the same trouble that we in. We need to get out of this mess. The Democrats have been destroying the black man and the white man for the last 400 years here in America. They have wiped us out. So I jumped behind him, and we followed him to, I think, about 72 states wearing T-shirts. Trump and Republicans are not racist. Then we had signs, Blacks for Trump, Gods2.com. And we followed him everywhere. And the way you know that the white Republican brethren are not racist, because everywhere we went, they treated us so nice and wonderful. And, you know, I just went and sat behind him and said, well, how did you get behind him? I just went and sat behind him, you know. And I just held my signs up, and they just like, they looked like they were very happy to see me there. So that was the experience that I had. I was shown love by them, and I showed them love. I had to defend them, and they defended me. And when people talked against me on the internet, they talked up for me. So I'm very proud of my brethren, who are the Gentiles, who God says are the blessed ones with me in the latter days. So though they try to talk bad about us all, me and Trump, we just got to stay together, because Revelation 11:8-13 said, when they see the two brethren stand together, that's the black man and the white man, the Hebrews and the Gentiles, when we stand together as one, a great fear would fall upon them, because they know that the Lord is on his way to rule in righteousness. So that's my experience. And that's what I intend to set forth and make sure that Trump's policies get through, especially 2018, because that's the real election now. Trump stopped the bleeding. Now we got to go get rid of those Democrats who act like they're Republicans. It's about seven of them in the Senate that are blocking, like Ryan, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, Heller, Murkowski, all those people. We have to get them out, and we need more real Republicans in, whether they're Latin, black, or white. We need real ones in. And other than that, if they repent, they can stay. But if they don't repent, we got to get rid of them. And so that Trump's policies can go through, because his policies are closer to the laws of God, like taking taxes down. That's close to 10%. Joshua 1:8 said, if you keep the law, I will make your way prosperous and give you good success. The whole country would be rich. Everybody would have money. Nobody minds giving 10% or 18% of their money to help the country move along. So I don't see what the problem is. The real problem is Democrats want slaves, and they want black people and white people to remain as slaves so that we can't compete with them. So, you know, they charge us high taxes. Most of them are not paying taxes, and they just get over. So that's why I'm standing behind President Donald J. Trump.
Well, you're absolutely right about the false narrative about the Republican Party. The 1958 Civil Rights Act was passed only with the leadership of Vice President Richard Nixon, who had to go around lining up enough Republicans to make up for the white Southern cracker racist Democrats who wouldn't vote for it. Affirmative action, the administration of Richard Milhouse Nixon, the desegregation of the public schools without bloodshed or violence, achieved by President Richard Nixon, increasing the Department of Justice civil rights enforcement budget 800%, increasing funding for black colleges 300%, desegregating the trade unions by the Philadelphia Act, desegregating parts of the military. So the civil rights record of our party is clear. We're the party of Lincoln. The Southern strategy is misunderstood. Nixon understood that the law was the law, and the South was going to have to desegregate, and they had to do so peacefully. You don't do this with a bayonet. Let me be clear. The public schools were desegregated by Richard Nixon with no bloodshed, no riots, no violence. At the time Nixon became president, roughly 80% of the public schools were segregated. By the time he left, it was less than 20. Not Lyndon Johnson, not the vaunted John F. Kennedy, who did nothing for civil rights. No, but Richard Nixon. So this is refreshing to me. I salute you for your support for the president. You got a lot. You probably got more media than I did in the last cycle, Michael.
I don't think so, but I know I got a lot of negative media because, you know, they're on the absolute attack because they're what you call slave beating. That's to keep all of the other slaves in line. So they beat me up, you know, then all the rest of them will see us get beat. That's a Willie Lynch letter thing where he said, how I make a black man a slave forever is you take him out and beat him in front of everybody. So everybody will be afraid to make any moves and make us dormant and lie still and do nothing. So I'll take that whooping for my people because they deserve freedom. And I love what you're doing. I love what President Trump is doing. I heard all of the things they're calling you a racist and all that. All that is a bunch of media that David Brock and all them crazy people. That's all their little crap and what you would call boo-boo to try to take you off of the playing field. But we're not going to let that happen to you either because I'm going to be wherever you at. I'm going to be wherever President Donald J. Trump is at, wherever anybody else who's running as a Republican, that's a real Republican for Senate, I will be there and standing with you. If you don't want me to stand with you, I won't. Because I'm not getting paid for this. I don't want nothing. I've been doing this since 1997. In actuality, with Yahweh being Yahweh, the reason they put him in jail is because he only helped Republicans. He helped Xavier Suarez, Victor DeYuri, Arthur Teal. We actively went out there and helped them, and they called him all kind of bad stuff because he helped them. And Janet Reno and all of them tried to destroy him just so black people.
Michael, we are out of time here. We thank you, Michael the Black Man. Folks, please go to the InfoWars.com store. We need your support to keep
you. I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. At War Room on Twitter, warroom.show for the direct feed, InfoWarsStore.com to support us. The left is absolutely just bat crap crazy. Look at this story. Ontario judge who wore Trump hat in courtroom to be suspended 30 days without pay. Burned Zabel, the so-called Make America Great Again judge, will keep his $284,000 a year job on the bench. But an Ontario Judicial Council panel, which last month held a one-day hearing into complaints against him for wearing it into court, a red baseball hat featuring the Donald Trump campaign slogan. The 69-year-old judge has been handed the second most serious penalty available, a 30-day suspension without pay, coupled with a formal reprimand. Okay, so you had a day-long hearing against this judge, who's obviously been on the bench for a long time, he's 69 years old, over anti-Trump butthurt. So that's nice to see where tax dollars are going in Canada. This is the madness of the left, though. Literally insanity. It goes on. Professors told to report students who make campus less inclusive to behavior assessment team. Okay, A, what the hell is a behavior assessment team? And B, oh my gosh, you just opened Pandora's box. You saw what happened when I went to a Trump protest. I was told I made the country less safe. So now if you're a white male walking around with any semblance of patriotism, you're going to be considered someone making the campus less inclusive. Or if they see a Christopher Columbus statue, they'll have to remove that because that means it's not inclusive. Statue of Christopher Columbus vandalized in Central Park in New York. So now they're vandalizing Christopher Columbus statues. These people are insane. Wow. Here's a man who's not insane. We already played this clip, but it's so good. I want to play it again. Here's Congressman Matt Gaetz on a special counsel for James Comey.
For 5 minutes.
I thank the chairman. I thank the ranking member, the distinguished gentleman from Michigan, for recognizing the contribution that I made to this committee in calling for a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and what seems to be the obvious crimes committed therein. And as we sit here today in the Judiciary Committee, I suspect that that call for a special counsel is even more relevant, because during the August recess, we learned that as a consequence of the United States Senate's investigation, they found that Mr. Comey drafted the exoneration of Hillary Clinton prior to even conducting major elements of the investigation, prior to interviewing key witnesses, prior to interviewing Hillary Clinton herself. But Mr. Comey was ready and willing and able to give immunity deals to people who were the close confidants of Hillary Clinton. Here's why this is so important. Here's why it's not heavy-handed or why it's not partisan mudslinging. It is very likely that today, throughout the world, as a consequence of the Clinton Foundation funneling money to itself and selling access to the State Department, that we've got people around the world acting on behalf of the United States. And we don't even know if those transactions were arm's length. If there was corruption at the Clinton Foundation, if the Clinton Foundation was laundering money for access to the
But the mainstream media is not going to play for you Matt Gaetz's powerful statement, powerful testimony on the Hill today. But what they will do is bash Trump 91% of the time since Inauguration Day, studies conducted over cable news measures 39% of evening news coverage dedicated to the Trump administration compared to 10% that Obama received. And the study also analyzes that 91% of that coverage is negative. That's how you character assassinate someone. Folks, we're going to take your calls on the other side. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. This is the War Room. Your calls on the other side.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays
we got an open
from
mic.
3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the show. We just gave the phone number out, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. This is The War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for the live feed. And you make it all possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing the great products that we have for you. Let's just take a look at some of the monster specials we have going on right now. 40% off Knockout. This is one of the best sleep aids that you will find. Not only the melatonin, but also the L-tryptophan and a powerful natural sleep remedy. Again, you're getting the melatonin, valerian root extract, and the L-tryptophan. All good for a powerful night's sleep. That's Knockout. 40% off. How about this? Over 2,000 reviews. And it's got a 4.5 star rating. And honestly, that's not even really bragging that much. Some of our other products, we have like 7,000, 10,000 reviews. And we've got 4.8 stars, 4.7 stars. It just goes on and on. How about 50% off select storable food right now with coupon code IRMA? 50% off, folks. That is absurd. You're not going to find a better deal on storable food than you are going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. So especially with the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the everything that's going on, North Korea, you're probably thinking about some emergency supplies, perhaps storable food. Well, why not go to InfoWarsStore.com? 50% off. It's the cheapest and the best quality storable food that you're going to find. You've also got 50% off the entire line of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste right now. Bubblegum flavor, spearmint flavor, the best toothpaste on the planet, under $8 right now for a tube of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. No poison in there, just the good stuff, the nascent iodine, the colloidal silvers. All right, so let's get to your phone calls. You've heard some of the topics. Again, President Trump has his ninth grandchild today. Eric and Laura Trump have Eric Luke Trump this morning. Trump is planning aggressive tax overhaul. He's about to go on the road to 13 different states, 13 different states on Trump's list to address tax reform. So he's really going to be hitting that hard. And that's so he can have headlines like this: middle class income hit highest level on record in 2016. So President Trump wants to make this headline something that he sees regularly. He wants the middle class to get bigger, less poverty, higher incomes, better jobs. And we're already starting to see that. Hunger levels hit a decade low in America just last week. So all of that is going on. Let's see what the callers want to talk about. Let's start with Jason in New Mexico. How are you, Jason? What's on your mind?
Not too much. Thank you for taking my call. A little nervous. It's been a long time since I wanted to get this thing out. But the greatest secret of our nation is we are the United East States of America. And I truly believe that Trump knows that this is what it is. And that's why he wants to make America great again, because he can do it at the flip of a switch. We are all independent, like Alex talks about. They want to take away our sovereignty. Now, I'm not a sovereign citizen, but what I have done, you can look up Cold Cash Government. That's Cold with a K, C-A-S-H, Government. And cash stands for Creative Arts Safe Haven. But nevertheless, what I did was declared my independence in 2012, wrote all this stuff to the State Department, to the President, all this. And now it's recognized by the United States Customs Border Protection and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, what's different is I also ran for president in this last election because I was scared and terrified on the way that the country was going. So that's the reason why I did all these things. But I'm not different, and everybody can do this.
So give me a little more details about what you're talking about, because I've heard other people talking about declaring themselves sovereign citizens, but then basically, you know, they're not going to get any help from the police, any help from any local government or anything like that. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is the greatest secret of this nation is we are the United East States of America, not the United States of America, but we all are independent, you know, shall I say, governors, if you want to call it that. You're the best governor of yourself. In other words, nobody can govern your body like you govern your body. The one thing about our body is we can't make ourselves stop breathing, can't make ourselves stop blinking. So there are limitations to how we govern ourselves. Now, what has happened over all the years is, or, you know, hundreds of years, is that we forgot our independence. We forgot that we are one nation under God, but the states too are independent. That's why I hear you guys talk about states' rights and all this. This is what they know at the top. And if they can never get, this is not going to be taught to you at school. So what I'm saying is you don't have to die in order for an estate to be created. Your estate is created when you're born.
And yeah, and what the caller is saying here, Jason from New Mexico, and he makes good points when he says, we've forgotten about our independence, and it's really more than just that. We've been tricked out of our independence. They've been using events like the stock market crashing to empower the federal government, to empower the Federal Reserve, to empower the central banks. They've used terrorism over times, making people afraid of guns, all of these things to make you think you can't control yourself. You cannot govern yourself. The world is too big. The world is too crazy. You have to trust a government. Which, whatever, you can make that point. Regardless, you are still an independent citizen of this republic, and that is forgotten by most people. Thank you for the call, Jason, in New Mexico. We've got another Jason on the line from Florida. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Owen, how's it going, bud? Everything going good over there in Texas?
Everything is good right now in Austin. What part of Florida are you in?
Good. I'm in Central Florida, Owen. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the first responders, law enforcement, and Governor Scott for his great response on what we just went through here in Central, South, and North Florida. They're still working to get our power back together, yet I'm on the back porch cooking up some steak for the family. So you know how we do it in Florida. We don't give up. We're American. We just make it happen. Second, I'd like to say congratulations to you, Mr. Schroyer. Well done. Keep it up, bud. You're doing a good thing here, and Alex as well. He continues to just amaze us with 11 hours of programming now. The store, Infowars.com/store, a lot of great deals. Take advantage of the storable food. Keeping us alive right now, my friend. We're eating steak, so that's a big thank you. As far as what I wanted to talk a little bit about is I wanted to talk about the representative from Florida who's hanging Hillary out right now, the Podestas.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz.
Representative Gaetz is amazing, okay? He is a young guy, and Roger said it earlier in the show. He's a charger, okay? He is an up-and-comer. He is putting people like Senator Ted Yoho. Yeah, I'm going to call you out, Yoho. You know who you are, you rhino. He's putting these guys in their place because they don't like the fact that he makes waves. He says things and he means them, and that's what they're afraid of. And I'm telling you, he's not the first coming out of Florida. You're going to keep hearing Florida, 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 and all these representatives down here minus Marco, you know, Daco Rubio. You're not going to hear about him saying anything good about Trump for a minute. But there's going to be some Florida guys bouncing up in this next 2018, and Mr. Stone's doing a lot of work down here, too, behind the scenes, that he'll be breaking to the Info Warriors here soon. So be ready for what comes out of Florida in 2018.
Well, yeah, we've got Carla Spaulding, who's about to prepare her run against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's trying to save herself by going on MSNBC every day. That's not going to help. In fact, I think the Democrats are probably going to stop her from running again because she's such a miserable failure. So we're going to have Carla Spaulding actually on Wednesday on, so I guess that's tomorrow's version of the War Room with Roger Stone. There's Carla Spaulding right there. So there's another person out of Florida, and I think that that's what you're talking about. But really, they're going to be cropping out of everywhere, I believe. And what's so powerful about Gaetz is he admits the truth. That is the ultimate devastation to the New World Order.
And it'll continue being the devastation to their entire system of the Democratic plantation, my friend. We're seeing it right here in Central Florida, South Florida, and we're going to see this entire thing fall apart on us.
And that's why the television news has to spend half of their time covering President Trump, covering Trump's agenda, and 91% of that coverage is negative. They cannot let us control our destiny again. We'll be right back on the War Room. We're taking it back.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the
gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, we're taking this country back from the intolerant liberals and from the regressive progressives. We just heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz on a special hearing into James Comey, which is well-deserved. Now here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders destroying a liberal reporter.
There are 2 questions. One, do you have a reaction to Steve Bannon's comments on 60 Minutes saying that the firing of James Comey was the biggest political mistake in modern history? And secondly, if you could look forward to tomorrow a little bit at the president's meeting with the Malaysian
Who
Prime Minister.
Who is this cuck?
What do you expect to achieve during that meeting, and will the president address or avoid the issue of the U.S. investigation into him?
Pretty wide-ranging topic, so I'll try to make sure I cover first on the Comey firing. I think that we've been pretty clear what our position is, and certainly I think that that has been shown in the days that followed that the president was right in firing Director Comey. Since director's firing, we've learned new information about his conduct that only provided further justification for that firing, including giving false testimony, leaking privileged information to journalists. He went outside of the chain of command and politicized an investigation into a presidential candidate.
Oh, that's three.
I think the president's been very clear about his position on that front. He's very pleased with the new director and has full confidence in him to fully restore and lead the FBI. In terms of Malaysia and on that question, hard transition, but I'll try to make sure we cover that.
So there it is. That was nice. Sarah Sanders just named the 3 ways that Comey fully deserved to be fired and perhaps maybe deserves some justice or a special counsel, as Congressman Matt Gaetz suggested. Let's go back out to the phone lines to Matthew, who's in the Gulf Coast. Go ahead, Matthew. Yep, go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, sir. Hey, Owen, how are you? Nice work you did that night at that college with that monument being brought down. I saw that piece.
Yeah, can you believe that someone would chant death to America? Why don't they go move to Iraq? I'm sorry, go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, move anywhere, dude, except for here. They keep complaining they should get out. I've been trying to call in for a while. I like the work that you do, and also Alex. I know you got other callers, but if you don't mind, I'd like to let everybody know about my website. You guys have kind of encouraged me. I've been listening to you guys for the last 2 years, Owen. Got a website called truthnotfictionmatters.com. Been trying to do a lot of things on my YouTube channel, but we're in this fight together, that's for sure. They're totally going against Donald J. Trump and everything that he's trying to do. You see the rhinos, Mitch McConnell.
Well, yeah, that's right. I just covered it. They spend half their time on the nightly cable TV talking about Trump. 91% of that coverage is negative. Did you say your website was truth.fiction.com? Yeah, there it is right there.
Truthnotfictionmatters.com.
Truthnotfictionmatters.com. We've got it pulled up right there. There's your website right there.
We got to stay in this fight, Owen, because they're not going to stop. You got North Korea. You got now the rhinos trying to, I'm not real sure. What do you think about this? Get rid of the debt ceiling. They've been trying to do this.
Well, you know, look, Trump is losing some of these battles. I'm not sure if he can even win them. You know, they're going to threaten to crash the economy, so he's got to make deals.
We got to win.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The deficit's so out of control. The debt is so out of control. You know, I mean, I don't even know what you can do about that. You know, Trump is trying to cut into that, but then he has these disasters, and then he has to request all this aid money. And so it's really just a nasty thing that Trump's been handed, and he's not going to be able to do everything, unfortunately, so he's picking and choosing his battles. But, you know, making us richer is definitely going to lift this country's spirits and make him more popular. Thank you for the call, Matthew. We just shared your website. Let's go to Spencer in Ireland. Go ahead, Spencer.
Hi, Mr. Owen Shoya. I'm calling about vaccine HPV.
Okay.
And at the moment, HSE in Ireland, which is the national health website of Ireland, it's a national health insurance area, you know, the kind of health insurance like NHS in England. And they are pushing forwards HPV positive vaccination posts. So that one of their posts that's going around at the moment is the vaccine safe? And yes. And
now, are they pushing this on children?
Yes, they're pushing it onto teenagers, young teenagers, and their parents with posts like, you can protect her from cancer. Get the facts at HPV.ie.
Oh, yeah, get the facts.
Yeah, get the facts. And I've been going to my friends and everything, and I'm saying, go to InfoWars, go to Owen Shoya. They have the real facts about the actual dangers of this vaccine. Like, one of my friends has actually got a chronic illness due to this vaccine, yet they still don't.
Guys, look up some of the I'm pretty sure there's actually been some vaccine doctors that spoke out against HPV vaccines. There's another story. New York Times World covered it. A couple other outlets picked it up. I think it was in Africa where polio vaccines actually ended up causing and spreading polio. But they won't tell you that, and they won't tell you that there's a secret court in the United States that keeps vaccine companies above the law. So if they put out a vaccine that damages every person that takes it, they can't be held accountable. There's the story from the New York Times. It was in Nigeria where vaccines were causing polio. Not just the only time. Go on, Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Owen Shoya. I was also wondering why they feel like they can have this authority, but why some of my friends have been saying that it's just because they care about money and profit over the lives of innocent people. Like, these vaccines, like when I was young, because I got this vaccine myself, unfortunately, because I didn't get the full information about the side effects. Because the side effects on the list said you only get a headache or something. They didn't say about all the dangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, to the bigger issue, when you talk about elites, you know, using money, I mean, money is a nice thing for elites to kind of control the slave population, if you will, the debt slaves. You know, they want the central banks.
Yeah.
But it's really not about money with these elites. What they want is resources. I mean, if you look into all the power elites, they have, they're all invested in resources. They're invested in media. So the real power is not in some fiat currency. That's just kind of a system they use to control the population. The real power is in eugenics. The real power is in the control of energy, the control of resources. That's what the elites really lust for.
Yes.
And the vaccines are part of that. The vaccines, just like health insurance that they try to ram down your throat through the government, it's all the same thing. It's about controlling you. They make you sick, and then they make you sign up for their health care. I'm sorry, final comments from Spencer in Ireland.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Owen Schroyer. And InfoWars, I wanted to say that I've got much of the product. I've got the toothpaste, and I'm going to say to everyone, please go to InfoWars and support the show. Because you guys are doing such brilliant work, and you too, Mr. Schroyer, because you made me believe in Donald Trump and InfoWars.
Well, thank you, Spencer, and we're trying our best here. We're not perfect. We don't know everything, but the one difference that you're going to have here as opposed to television news is we don't have an agenda except to bring you the God's honest truth as we see it. And we work together to do that. And you make it possible at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Red Pill Black.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, Apple launched its new iPhone today, and $1,000 for the same phone. No, actually, we were going to do a whole thing where Zach broke down the new things. One of the things, though, now it can really see your face. The facial recognition technology is breakthrough, and now they have Animojis where it can literally read your face. And then on the same day, face-reading AI will be able to detect your politics and IQ. So that's nice. We're just going to give facial recognition AI technology
ultimate power. And we're going to put it in the iPhone, and it's going to be trendy. So you're going to go and get in line to buy it. That's how the New World Order works.
Well, one of the enemies of the New World Order is Candace Owens. You may know her as Red Pill Black on Twitter. Her YouTube channel is also Red Pill Black. Her latest video is aimed at celebrities who open their big mouths. We don't care about their opinions. Let's start right there with Candace Owens. You know, one of the things that I always say when I see these celebrities talking about politics, I always say the same thing. If you're going to talk about politics, you should at least know something about politics.
I absolutely agree. And most of them aren't even good actors or singers. And now they're inserting their noses in politics. So it's interesting. Definitely interesting to watch.
Well, all they have to do now, it doesn't matter if they're a good actor or actress, or even if their movie does well at the box office, as long as you go on television like Jennifer Lawrence and bash Trump and virtue signal for climate change, then you get any role you want. Just ask Leonardo DiCaprio.
Absolutely. I don't get it. It's award shows have just become like the worst thing to watch ever. Half of them they're not even old enough to talk about politics. I mean, we had at the VMAs, Paris Jackson. I didn't even know which one of Michael's children she was, you know, trashing Trump. And that was hilarious to watch just because I think she literally last year was in rehab and chopped all of her hair off. And now this year she's like, oh, it's trending. As long as I say something on stage about Trump, I'll get like, you know, the massive echo chamber applause that they look for in those 5 seconds.
I wonder what they're thinking. Again, my take on it is it's all about getting roles. You know, if I see the same thing in the music industry where if somebody's about to release a new album, whoa, magically the month before they say something negative about Trump or they tweet something negative about Trump. I think that this is an opportunity for people to understand how the media is working with the movie industry, the entertainment industry, the music industry to control these people's public image, their public thoughts to say, hey, you want your album on the radio? You better bash Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, I think more than anything, it's just a study of culture. And I think more and more, we're just becoming more aware of how obvious it is that all they do is try to brainwash people, and their market are these sort of teenagers, in between teenagers, don't really know what to think, but look up to them because they show up in a Dolce and Gabbana dress and like, oh my God, it's Jennifer Lawrence. But the older people, and especially I think after the rise of Trump, we're just sick of it. We're tired of it, and we're just ready to hear something else. You know, George Clooney, J.K. Rowling, people that don't even live in this country telling us how to vote and who we should like. It's just, it's getting absolutely ridiculous.
Did you just refer to our generation as old people?
Yeah, older than the tweens. Older than the tweens.
I just wanted to clarify that. All right.
No. Older than the 11-year-old, you know, prepubescent tweens, they seem to be aiming all of this chatter at because they must have, I mean, they have to be aiming at them because they can't assume that we're all this stupid, you know?
Yeah. That's an interesting point that you make. It's like, I don't think Jennifer Lawrence cares. I mean, I keep bringing her up because you said that viral video.
Right.
I don't think she's that stupid. And I just don't think she cares. She just wants to be in the next movie. She just loves being popular. And she probably enjoys getting the roles that she gets to, and she gets in all the big films. But it's just sad that really they are taking advantage of the ignorant public out there that just eats it all up.
Right. I don't know, though. I think we're seeing now that it's starting to affect them negatively. I mean, I don't know when they're going to realize that Trump won. You know, it's like, I mean, so when you go out and you say something negative about the person that won the American vote, you're speaking about half of the American population, more than half of the American population, you're insulting them. So I don't understand how this works from a marketing perspective. Like, who's not sitting them down being like, just shut your trap? You know?
Well, they're all marketing for the Chinese that owns Hollywood, so
right.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
And Trump is actually standing up to the Chi-Coms. But you sit here and you say, is it helping? Is it hurting? I look at the videos like Jennifer Lawrence's interview, and what you find is a lot of thumbs down. Nobody
right.
likes it. You
right.
hear people saying, I'm not going to go see your movies anymore. I look at your last video. You put it up 4 days ago. Dear celebrities, nobody cares what you think. It's got over 250,000 views, and it's got nothing but thumbs up.
Right. And that's what it is. People don't look, you watch the VMAs for mindless, you know, television with a little bit of talent splashed in if you're lucky. You know, you definitely don't watch it to hear people tell you what you have to resist, tell you what you're doing wrong, and speak to you like they're your parents. I mean, these people are absolute morons, and yet they're speaking to us like we're the morons. You know, these are people that, you know, packed their bags and moved to LA to make it when they were 17 years old and had some big break, and now they've suddenly become, you know, they feel like they now have the moral high ground. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's sickening to watch, and it's, again, just absolutely exhausting, especially with you know, the Miss USA pageant, the questions they're asking. It's just mass brainwash. It's ridiculous.
We're speaking with Candace Owens. You can find her at Red Pill Black on Twitter, her YouTube channel, Red Pill Black as well. And we're going through this crazy time, and it's really sad to me. So you see someone like Seth Rogen, or somebody will put out a tweet about politics, just 100% wrong. I mean, just literally so far from reality. It shouldn't even be funny, but then you see people celebrating it like it's a victory for them. Like, oh my gosh, Seth Rogen confirmed my beliefs. Woohoo!
It must be true. She wrote Harry Potter, so therefore it must be true. She obviously.
Yeah, I saw Seth Rogen in a funny movie. Oh my gosh, he's so smart.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just absolutely laugh out loud funny that they think that because, you know, they played in these dumb movies or wrote these fantastical, literally fantastical books, you know, that they're now equipped to tell us how to live our lives. And it's especially, as I pointed out in my video, it's especially insulting when they don't even live in this country. Like, they're here on a tourist visa, and like, they're just tweeting up a storm about our president who they, you know, they don't have to even live under. Stay in your own country. You know, that's all I can really say for J.K. Rowling and Adele. Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
Well, a lot of these people said that they would leave too.
And
I mean, Miley Cyrus, Cher.
You know, it's sad too, because a lot of these celebrities I actually liked. Now I can't stand to hear them talk. I was such a Chelsea Handler fan. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
She was so funny in the beginning. She was not PC when she arrived on the scene. You know, when I was watching her when I was younger, and now all of a sudden, like, she's got this itch to be involved in politics. You have to think that over a certain amount of time, when you're in the echo chamber of Hollywood long enough, that they sort of just spiral and they can no longer see straight. They can't think outside of these like metropolitan cities, and something just sort of, they get poisoned after a while.
Well, and Chelsea Handler to me would be another example of somebody who just capitulates to whatever they're told to so she can keep her television show. That's
right.
My estimation. I don't have any evidence of that, just
right.
except for what she said. But you know, it's amazing because most Americans are middle of the road people that really weren't, at least before, so polarized politically, didn't really have the political charge that they have now. But because of the polarization and because of the liberal insanity, they're coming to the side of conservatives. They're coming to the side of, you know, Republicans or right wing, whatever you want to call it. So they don't even realize how liberals are hurting their own cause.
They absolutely are. I say it all the time, but the movement is growing. You know, this underground movement, sort of this Trump effect that we're seeing happening, it's growing because people are just being so pathetic. I mean, all of the tears, all of the crying, you know, the harsh words. You can't just sit here and like you said, polarize more than half of your audiences because of the way that they voted. You have no idea what they're facing in their real lives. You're just the one that's supposed to appear on their television screen, give a subpar performance, and move on with your life, you know?
Well, they say the phrase liberal tears. I'm sure you're familiar with liberal tears. I actually go right to the source for my liberal tears. I wasn't really enjoying the liberal tears that I saw on the internet. So I went right to the source. There's the video. I was very thirsty. I was parched. I was at a Trump protest, and I just went right to the source for some liberal tears. And these two young females, both, or I shouldn't assume their gender, I'm sorry, both of these college students started crying. So I just go right to the source, Candace. I think it's very refreshing. Hey, we've got one more segment with Candace Owens, Red Pill Black on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
that's right. It's a little confusing when you try to read the stories, but yesterday the Supreme Court did back the travel ban. However, it's in limited scope. They're saying it might not last, and it's not a full endorsement. And you read the stories, you have to read it backward just to understand it. However, it does look like the Supreme Court is at least sticking up for Trump's travel ban as a constitutional thing. Some other news here. No headline goes untouched. No news source goes unturned. San Francisco Gate, Bay Area sees 1,200 lightning strikes in rare September thunderstorms. Another sign of the times. Perhaps a sign of maybe oncoming earthquakes that have been predicted for a while. Brazil investigates reports of massacre among Amazonian tribe by gold miners. So just the other day, this tribe gets recognized one of the last untouched tribes by basically the modern world. And now they get murdered by a bunch of gold miners. So they're looking into that. Oddly enough, worth mentioning, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation somehow gets a plug in this story. We're trying to figure out why that was. But, of course, we know they're heavily present in Brazil with their manufactured mosquitoes. And then you've got a tick, a deadly tick that gets loose in Japan. They had this tick in Japan, and then it escapes, and it's got a deadly disease. Okay. Wow. All right. So that's going on in Japan along with Fukushima. We've got Candace Owens. You can find her on Twitter at Red Pill Black. You can find her at YouTube at Red Pill Black. And she is very popular on Twitter. Her video from 4 days ago, Dear Celebrities, Nobody Cares What You Think, has over 250,000 views. Candace, I want to get into feminism with you here. One thing I'm noticing about feminists, well, actually, there's two things I'm noticing about feminists. One, feminists, all the feminists are the least feminine people I've ever met in my life. And some of them don't even shave their armpits. And then feminists are actually killing feminism. So it's kind of one and the same thing. But what are your thoughts on that?
So the movement's been hacked. It's so funny to me when I stand out a feminist and people come to me and they're like, how could you, you know, what women died for you to have these rights? I'm like, please, let's not compare these two concepts that have nothing to do with one another. Susan B. Anthony is rolling over in her grave. The idea that these modern feminists during Hillary's campaign, after they voted for her, they dropped their I'm with her pins on her grave. Like, could you imagine what she's doing under there? Like, this pathetic movement of people that are wearing pussy hats now want to be like likened to the iron-jawed angels when there was actually this sort of systematic oppression versus women. Basically, it's feminism is now this hijacked party of girls that could never get attention any other way. Deciding that they're going to complain, they're going to whine, and they're going to say, if you don't like me, it's your fault. If I'm fat, it's your fault. If men don't look at me, it's because there's something wrong with men. If I don't want to get up today, you know, it's because it's everybody's fault but their own, and they're breaking down family structures. I received a backlash because I'm doing a charity event to promote fatherhood, present fathers. And I received a backlash online from women inboxing me, you know, basically saying like, you know, you can't be pro man without being anti woman, which is pathetic. It's just been completely hijacked. And like you said, they are the most unattractive women. And hopefully through the spirit of Darwinism, since all they want to do is bash men and men are not going to marry them, they're going to die off. So I'm not too worried about it.
Well, that's kind of what they promote. Yeah. I mean, they're literally promoting their own extinction.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to sit back and, you know, let them rant and let them cry and let them avoid men because men are awful. And, you know, all of these Lena Dunham, and they're just going to all die off and we're going to be fine in about, you know, one generation when they all die because they realize that they can't breed with one another no matter how hard they hope that they can.
I forget what it was. There was some meme that went around. It was a feminist in a t-shirt. She was very large. I'll just put it at that. And the t-shirt said something like, you know, keeping men's hands off my body, or, you know, no man will touch my pussy, or something like that. And the meme was like, yeah, babe, you don't need to worry about that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just look at who's leading that movement. You've got Lena Dunham, who like could not be more disgusting, right? I mean, forget physically, mentally, everything.
Whoa, hey, let's not challenge her on that. You better, whoa.
Yeah, she's just tweeting, challenge accepted. Just everything that she represents really is this brand of modern feminism, which is just male bashing. This constant idea of being in this perpetual state of victimhood and loving it. All they want to do is, she was victimized, what, a few weeks ago because she overheard two people talking about their personal opinion about, you know, the trans ban. And she had to like cause a storm and try to get them fired on Twitter. Like, it's just, it is absolutely disgusting. And I am like the most vocal anti-feminist. So when I say anti-feminist, please stop talking to me about Susan B. Anthony, because what we have today all of these celebrities crying on stage in their pussy hats is not what these women went through, you know, back when there was actually oppression against women and we couldn't, you know, we didn't have the right to vote. So.
Well, true modern day feminism isn't the crazies that are walking around 200 pounds overweight in yoga pants. Good Lord. who haven't found a razor that they like in their entire lives. True feminism is, I'm sorry. No. Okay. Guys, you're going to kill me. Keep pulling up the memes though, because they're funny. True feminism is someone like Candace who doesn't need to show off she's a woman of the world. She does it through her real femininity. She wears makeup. She does her hair. She's got a nice sweater on that's a very feminine thing. I think the problem with these quote unquote feminists is that they're so disgusting. They've never had anybody actually embrace their true feminist traits. And so they kind of just rebuke the world and right. They want to blame everyone else for their own internal struggles.
Right. This is just a way, like I said, it's a means for them to get attention because they couldn't get it any other way. And it's not like these women are super intelligent. You know, like these women aren't even smart. They don't think through problems. They're not putting anything out there but a bunch of whining.
So whoa. Hold on a second. These are the inventors of the pussy hat.
The pussy hat.
Come on now.
I mean, can I take you seriously? You're wearing a vagina on your head. And you want to know why I don't want to be a part of your movement. It's unbelievable to me. So I'm very vocal about it. And I say time and time again, you know, for those of us women, it's time for these conservative women who have been told, you know, you guys are wrong. And, you know, the fact that you aspire to want to have a family and, you know, traditional family values makes these conservative women wrong. Absolutely not. It's time for them to stand up and tell these other women to, you know, to stop shrieking. I can't even say it's just a shriek. A long shriek is all I hear.
Guys, pull up the female Age Skrillex video. We have the evidence. We're gonna make sure that you understand that Candace is 100% right. Pull up the female Age Skrillex video of them shrieking. If you can find that, we've got 3 minutes left here. Find that video. One thing I want to ask you though, Candace, what has it been like for you personally? I mean, I'm sure that the left is coming after you. I'm sure you get attacked. Hey guys, fast forward. Okay, wait. Yeah, that's it. Here, give the audio. This is exactly what Candace started over and then feed the audio into me. Okay, apparently we can't get the audio on this. Can we get the audio on these shrieking feminists? Literally shrieking.
This is what they sound right. Like, yeah.
That, you know, we'll try to have that before we're over. But
puff, like, they're just shrieking at all times of the day at every event. They're just shrieking. And, you know, there's a fat acceptance movement, which is now, like, looped into feminism, which is, like, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, you know, like now all of a sudden, like we have to just accept that you're super fat and unhealthy, or else there's something wrong with us. We shouldn't want people, you know, to be healthy anymore.
Anna Navarro tweets out like trying to body shame people who are in good shape as if that's some sort of insult. I replied like, oh wow, thank you. I am healthy. Wow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's twisted. It's just super perverted what feminism has become today.
So back to the question though, what kind of attacks have you endured from people that don't like your message?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. It's mostly positive. There's obviously like, you know, the liberals, the actual liberals that are posing as conservatives and try to write like, you know, racist message and those things, but it's so predictable. It's so obvious.
Which was your original kind of factor that got you going into this.
Yeah. I totally understand that this is what they do. These liberals operate behind the scenes, behind fake accounts, and they try to poison, you know, the well and say, oh, we're Trump supporters and we think, you know, you're the N-word, you're this and you're that. You know, I'm way beyond that, so much smarter than them. Like I said, only thing I've been getting a little bit of backlash on is just that I'm pro man because apparently you cannot support male causes without hating women, which is ridiculous and, just shows you how small their intellect is, their range of intellect is for these feminists.
Do we have the audio of them shrieking now? This is it. This is exactly what Candace was talking about. This is wild female Age Skrillex. We found her in Austin, Texas. Just go to the top of the video. It should be right at the beginning. I'm pretty sure we put the shrieking right at the beginning of this.
Yeah, I think actually feminism, like this brand of feminism is like the worst in Austin, Texas. I have friends down there that tell me they've been like punched in the face for saying that they voted for Trump. Like the women are crazy down there. So time for me to make a visit.
don't even get me started. I deal with these people firsthand.
It's crazy.
Literally. Here we go.
Like we don't have to hate each other. selling this child care package, you know, out there, you know, doing interviews. She said that her own organization gets paid. And we're finding that may not be true.
All right, folks, well, that runs out of time. We tried to get that video, but Candace was 100% right. We're going to be hearing more from Candace. Check her out on Twitter, at Red Pill Black. Check her out on YouTube, at Red Pill Black. Everything she says is true. She's defeating the New World Order just by existing and living in reality. Thanks for tuning in to The War Room. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen.